I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, the catch of the day, terms from the sea. Lots of nautical expressions have washed ashore into everyday English. Alan Hartley researches them for the Oxford English Dictionary. That is, when he's not supervising the loading of grain onto foreign ships in the Great Lakes. We called him at his office in Minnesota and immediately made headway.
When you make headway, you're making progress forward. Way is the usually the forward motion of a ship. It could also be rearward motion, and that was called sternway. But there are a lot of analogous terms in English that never made it into the general vocabulary. Headway and sternway are a good example of a pair, one of which made it and the other didn't.
Maritime metaphors lend themselves to all kinds of situations on land. Let's say you're making headway on that big project at work, going full steam ahead. It's all smooth sailing toward that big promotion, or so it seems. All of a sudden, you're weathering a storm. You reach the end of your rope, anchor rope that is. You look for safe harbor. You go overboard to make things better. The last thing you want is to scuttle your career and wind up on the rocks, all because you've run afoul of the boss.
If you encountered another ship accidentally, you got too close to it, maybe you got tangled in its anchor cable, in that case you have run afoul of the other ship and had an accident, essentially.
And today we might talk about to run afoul of the law.
Sure, exactly. That's a very typical case of the extension into everyday English. And it shows that, you know, the word would be kicking around in nautical use for a few decades, and gradually it would be picked up in general use.
Some of these words I find interesting because I didn't even know that they were maritime words.
Yeah, well, same for me. High and dry, for instance, is something you say all the time. And a ship got stuck in the mud flats or on a reef, the tide went out, and the ship was left high and dry.
Well, here's an expression I never associated with the seas. Usually associated with my doctor. When I go to the doctor, I really like to come out with a clean bill of health.
Yeah, everybody does. And the crew of an old sailing ship would have felt the same way. It didn't mean quite the same thing then, but a ship on arriving at a port would have to be cleared by the local port authorities as having no communicable disease on board. And once they were cleared, they got a clean bill of health. Sometimes that took a long time. They'd be in quarantine, which was a 40-day period. That's where the quarant comes from.
Do you have a favorite maritime expression?
The one that's maybe most striking to me is the phrase we use nowadays, to be taken aback. A person is taken aback if he's surprised in a negative way. That derives from an old sailing term in which if the ship were headed too close to the direction of the wind would strike the sails on the forward surface instead of the after or rear surface. So if the wind got around too much toward the bow, toward the front of the ship, it could stop you in your tracks. But also, if you were taken aback hard enough, you could break the entire mast that the sail was suspended from. So it was a very dangerous and startling situation.
Nowadays, don't look to the sea for many new expressions. Alan Hartley points out that we're still using mostly terms from the days of sailing ships.
A lot of the vocabulary that's developed since then is very technical, very specific to modern ships. It has very little application in everyday life.
Alan Hartley is a shiploading superintendent in Minnesota and a researcher for the Oxford English Dictionary. He's put together a list of nautical language for our website. That address is voanews.com/wordmaster. And our email address is word@voanews.com. Time to set sail. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
Somewhere beyond the sea.